Ghana and Norway have committed to expanding bilateral cooperation, particularly in the area of oil, of which Norway holds 40 years' experience. The two countries already have a strategic collaboration running at the Kofi Annan International Peacekeeping and Training Center at Teshin. These commitments came up when the outgoing Norwegian ambassador to Ghana, Tom Tyrihill, called on President John Mahama at the Castle Osu to bid him farewell as he ends his duty tour. Also at the castle was the family of the late Volta regional minister, Henry Ford Kamel, to officially inform government of his death and funeral arrangements. The late Henry Ford Kamel will be buried on the 23rd of next month at Bwama in the Broome constituency. Until his death, Mr. Kamel was the incumbent member of parliament and Volta regional minister. Pascaline Adadivo reports.
Tom Tyrihill is the first ambassador to establish the Norwegian mission in Ghana. After a successful duty tour, Ambassador Tyrihill called on President Mahama at the castle to officially inform him of his departure and congratulate him on his occupation of the highest office of the land. The outgoing ambassador lauded Ghana's maturing democratic process, which makes her an example for not only the African continent but the world at large. Mr. Tyrihill says he lives with sweet memories of Ghana and looks forward to the two countries strengthening collaboration in the areas of climate change, security, environmental, and humanitarian disarmament.
The cornerstone of our bilateral collaboration is in the petroleum sector. We came here on a request from Ghanaian authorities to lend a hand when Ghana discovered oil. And we are very pleased that Ghana found our experience, our knowledge, and our know-how to be relevant and useful for Ghana. The main thrust of our cooperation, in addition to what Norwegian companies are providing in terms of goods and services to the Jubilee, but the thrust is really the bilateral oil for development program, which is an institution building program providing advice for improving legislation, establishing the adequate institutions, etc. And we're very happy to continue working on that.
President Mahama is hopeful that alliances with countries like Norway will position Ghana well in the Committee of Oil Producing Countries. He was also grateful to Norway for providing expertise in the country's nascent oil industry.
There can be no true democracy if the fruits of growth of any nation are not equitably shared amongst the various classes of society. And so that is what Ghana wishes to follow, to create a country where nobody is left behind. And so we are very happy that Norway has been very forthcoming in terms of sharing the experiences that you have had in terms of oil and gas production. We have currently put in important pieces of legislation which today are ensuring that the management of this new resource that we have been blessed with are handled in a transparent and accountable manner. Ghana's oil and gas industry is still very young, but with some of the prospects that we're seeing, we think that the future in that particular sector is very bright.
Also at the castle was a delegation from the Broome Traditional Council to officially inform government of the death of the Volta regional minister Henry Ford Kamel and the funeral arrangement. The late Ford Kamel died on the 25th of December last year after successfully retaining his seat as Member of Parliament of the Broome constituency in the just-ended general elections. The District Chief Executive of Justican, Nana Berema Kumesi-Bunsi, customarily presented two bottles of schnapps to the president to invite government to the funeral.
This sudden demise really shocked us, and we should have come to inform you officially, but the shock that all of us had made us to find it very difficult to come into terms that we in fact have lost Ford Kamel, and we come to announce to His Excellency officially that Ford Kamel, his own son, his own brother, we know him, that is very close to him, is no more. And again, we would like to place on record the way your office quickly dispatched a helicopter to come and convey him from Jessica, when the situation was actually beyond the control of the medical officers over there. We appreciate it so much.
President Mahama recounted how he worked closely with the late Henry Ford Kamel back in Parliament. He described him as an affable, calm, and a perfect gentleman. President Mahama said Mr. Kamel would fondly be remembered for his effort in brokering peace in the Hohe disturbances which occurred mid last year.
When his period as Minister of Water Engine. He carried himself very well. He was admired by all the people. And I worked closely again with him when they discovered his place in Hohoi. Indeed, that was a defining moment for Fort Canal. His skills in diplomacy, his human relations, and everything were brought into play to try and restore peace in Hohoi. As soon as we won the elections, I started getting contact from several chiefs in the Volta region appealing to me to retain Fort as the regional minister. It was not going to be a difficult thing to do because he had been doing an excellent job. But I say this just to show how highly he was held by the chiefs and people of the Volta region. Unfortunately, God knows best. He died in the course of duty, and so he's entitled to a state-assisted funeral. And so government is going to play its part in terms of the funeral.
The mortal remains of Henry Fort Kamel will be conveyed from the 37 Military Hospital to Bwama Bwem on Friday the 22nd of February. Burial will take place on Saturday the 23rd of February at Bwama.
Pascalina Dadivo reporting.